Welcome to our next installment, which we have been calling Interview with an Exorcist. And this one I'm going to present myself because it's a warning. So you should see red lights flashing all around. This is a big warning. And I'm going to tell you some things that I haven't included in the interviews with an exorcist with John Barnwell or with Michael McKibben, because it's basically come to my attention that there's going to be a new movie. Russell Crowe's going to star in it, and it's called The Pope's Exorcist. And I would like to ask you, for your own sake, for your own spirit's sake, do not go see this movie. It will be as bad as the original Exorcist movie. As a matter of fact, you can go online if you want and go to YouTube and see a variety of films about the original Exorcist movie. And the man who did it, I won't mention his name because there's an occult law that you should never spread the name of someone who is doing profound evil, because that's what they want. They want their name to be spread. So the man who did the original Exorcist took a very, very small case of a boy who lived near George Washington University. And basically this person, this guy who made the movie The Exorcist, took it from someone who wrote the story and wrote the screenplay, and he did it simply so he could make money. And he's somewhat interested in it, but he's, of course, a completely non-spiritual person. And it is the bogus story. Father Bowden, who people keep telling me, oh no, Father Bowden is the original priest who was involved in the movie The Exorcist. Yes, he's a Jesuit, Society of Jesus, and he certainly wasn't an exorcist. And when you hear about what happened in the original book and the story that was written, you'll find that it wasn't in any way a valid exorcism to begin with. It involved a boy who basically was obsessed. And I just want to point out that when someone becomes obsessed and then they start talking with strange voices and getting very violent and angry and spitting and going crazy, they're going into a trance. What happens when you go into a trance? You go into a hypnotic trance, and as we know, there have been people, when they see trauma, like a burning car, they run down to it and rip the door off, off the hinges, pull the person out, snapping the seatbelt, and carry them to safety. And afterwards, they say, how are we able to do that superhuman task? And they say, I don't know. They were in a trance. Now, in a trance, the subconscious and the unconscious of collective humanity is there available for you to access. It's not the same thing as going into the Akashic Chronicles or the Akashic Records or seeing the skein of time or even being clairvoyant. It requires no clairvoyance. It requires going into a trance. Don't ever go into a trance. Don't ever get hypnotized, because unless you're a very strong spiritual person, it can tap you into the collective unconscious of humanity. And that is filled with evil. It's filled with demons. It's filled with the history of all wars. It's filled with every murder that ever happened. That is in the subterranean, non-terrestrial realms. It is in the unseen realm, but the dark unseen realm. And that's what was being described in the book, The Exorcist, which was nothing more than a sensationalistic BS story from a Jesuit that was trying to do the work of the devil. Because think about it. Most people didn't know there were such things as an exorcism until they saw that movie, which if you can go on to YouTube and see videos of the man who wrote the story and the man who filmed the story, and they'll tell you that it was a horrifying exaggeration, that none of that happened, and that it was just exaggerated. But here's the reality. I've been at exorcisms where that and more happened. Of course, not the head spinning around 360 degrees, but things just as awful, much, much more awful than you can imagine. So there is a movie coming out soon, and Russell Crowe is going to be in it, and he's going to represent the man who for the last 30 years or so, he died a few years ago, I think 2019, his name is Gabriella Amorth, Father Gabriella Amorth. And he's the one that I've complained about. He's the one that I tell you is not psychic. He's not an exorcist. He's a sham. He's a scam. He's a liar. And you can go and look at him doing an exorcism, which the guy who did the movie Exorcism, The Exorcism, filmed him supposedly doing an exorcism. Well, that wasn't an exorcism. That was complete poppycock. And that was supposedly one of his most famous cases. And, you know, the woman is screaming and she's yelling and she's thrashing about. People are holding her down. But how did he start the exorcism? He sits down and he goes like this. According to him, according to Father Amorth, he starts all exorcisms by thumbing his nose at the devil. He didn't make a ring. He wasn't sanctified. He put his hands on the person. He wasn't even using a cross in most of the cases. He didn't do anything. He wasn't using the rite of exorcism. I know it. I know it both in English and in Latin, because we used to have to do it in Latin when I was young, many years ago. I guess that would have been like 1968 to 72. It had to be done in Latin, and Latin is a very, it has spiritual qualities. Even Rudolf Steiner speaks of that. He didn't use any of the rites of exorcism. He allowed all of her relatives to be in there. And then when he would be blessing the relatives, they would hold down the lady that he was supposedly doing the exorcism on, and she would contort and yell and scream. And at one point, oh, at the big thrilling moment, which the filmmaker who made The Exorcist is saying, oh no, this is absolute proof, because she's yelling when the priest, Father Amorth, is saying, who is in you? And she yells, Satan. Oh, big deal. And how many demons are in you? Legion. Well, that's the name of another demon. How many are in you? An army, she screams, and she's thrashing about. He did 9 supposed exorcisms on her, and this was the 9th one, and this guy filmed it. And you can go and you can look at it. That's not an exorcism. That is complete nonsense. Remember that this guy, the movie that's coming out is called The Pope's Exorcist. Well, he's not the Pope's exorcist. He's actually said that the Pope and his curia, and that the whole Vatican has been invaded by Satan. So how did he believe? And he was kicked out. He said he had to keep moving places, 30 different places. No, what was it? 40 places in 30 years. He had to keep moving because of the screams coming from people he was doing exorcisms on. But then listen to what he says. I just listened to every single video. I've known about this guy because I've seen some of these videos before, and I'm going to describe some things that also indicate to me that it's complete nonsense, poppycock, if not pure evil. He's promoting Satan's work. He did supposedly 70,000 exorcisms, is what he says. Complete lie. You'll hear him then later say, out of those, there were somewhere around maybe 50 or so. I think he used the number 46 out of 70,000 that he said were exorcisms. And when he said the lady that they have the film showing him doing an exorcism on her, that was the 9th time that he tried to do his little dog and pony show. And supposedly she was healed. Oh no, right afterwards they'll tell you, no, it came back again. And if you can't tell that woman is being fake, she's not even in a trance. Her eyes are closed. When you're with someone who's possessed, their eyes do such strange things you wouldn't even believe it. They become white, even with their eyes open. Okay, so their eyes are open, they're white, and you don't even see their eyes. Or if they're obsessed, you'll see that the eyes are dilated. Why? Because they're going into a trance while they're still half awake. And what happens then? Your eyes dilate. And your eyes don't dilate. That's not a sympathetic nerve reaction. That's an autonomic nerve reaction. So they're basically going into a seizure. And these seizures, of course, the people are contorting and this and that. Imagine that last year, let's see, was it last year or over the time? I think it might have been 10 years. 600,000 exorcisms are done in Italy in the last, I think it was 10 years. Okay, these people are obsessed with exorcisms. They're not exorcisms at all. They're just people who are having neurological, psychological, schizophrenia, psychosis, you name it. They are literally medical conditions. And Father Amorth, A-M-O-R-T-H, will tell you that what he is told to do by the Vatican, which he does not do, is he has to do an analysis first. Well, he didn't do analysis on a lot of these people. They come in and he starts supposedly doing the rite of exorcism. That's not the rite of exorcism. He's just doing some simple prayers. And then he keeps touching them all over their body. You don't touch a possessed person. Are you out of your mind? That's the last thing you ever want to do, is touch a possessed person during an exorcism. You can't, as a matter of fact, because you have inscribed with, you can do it with a piece of chalk. You can do it with what's called a stole, a piece of cloth, which a priest has around their neck. He takes a purple stole, which is really just a scarf, puts it around his neck, puts it around the neck of the person he's doing the exorcism on. That is strictly forbidden. He doesn't have a cross in his hand. He supposedly throws some holy water on them and anoints them again and again and again with chrism oil, okay? You use chrism oil in any baptism. Holy water, well, if you're not holy, if you're the person who blessed it, then it ain't holy, okay? This man is not holy. This man is evil. He is pure evil. He is a person, I would say, is obsessed with Satan. And he brags about it. He literally says, when he was asked the question, are you scared of Satan and these demons? He goes, no, they're scared of me. Okay, that's the first rule of exorcism that he just broke. The only way you can do an exorcism is to have 100% faith in Jesus Christ and that Christ lives in your heart. And then you have to be 100% pure. This man is anything but pure. And then you have to fast. He doesn't say he fasts. To work with the exorcist I worked with, who was the head exorcist in America. And at that time, there were only 10 exorcists in the world, okay? Father William Bresnahoff was one of three in America. And the supposed exorcist involved in the movie The Exorcism, or The Exorcist, Father Bowden, he wasn't one of them. And neither was Father Gallagher, the other person that was involved in this. They were pathetic Jesuit hacks who then made a big deal out of nothing and then sold it as the movie was true. The movie The Exorcist was 100% false. Everything in it was false. And I watched it when I was young, and nothing there was real. That's not the way that it works. Now, Father Gabrielli Amorth followed in the footsteps of the man who was the head exorcist the Vatican, who literally, you can get him on film stating that there are only 10 exorcists in the whole world, and that you have to be these things that I've mentioned before, extremely pure, you have to fast. So I fasted every Wednesday the whole time that I was in training with Father William Bresnahan. We had to, and you had to be pure, and you had to pray like crazy, because when you actually encounter one of these people, it is the most terrifying thing you can encounter. And if you don't have faith, you will become obsessed. Matter of fact, there's even an anthroposophist right now who I'm 100% convinced that he's possessed / obsessed with demons. And yet he's out there preaching that he can help people get rid of their demons. I had someone just the other day say, oh, Dr. Gabriel, can you please teach me to be an exorcist? You can't teach someone to be an exorcist. You have to be born clairvoyant. You have to be born pure. You have to make sure that you are 100% pure. If you've ever had sex out of wedlock, or you've ever had sex with little boys because you're a priest, you can't possibly do an exorcism. The first thing that the demon is going to do is throw your sins in your face. Are you ready to have your sins thrown in your face? Father Amorth allowed a camera to come in and film the ninth exorcism of this lady, and it didn't accuse him of anything. And yet we know that this man is such a huge egotist, and he's such a liar. And the thing I have said before on some of these interviews is, the head exorcist at the Vatican a few years ago, when he was still alive, had an interview where he literally reached down and grabbed a bag that he had on his belt, which is a cord, around his waist, and he starts shaking it and pulls out what he said were the nails that nailed Christ to the cross, that came out of the mouth of a girl who was having an exorcism. That's insane. Anyone who could say that is working for the devil, period. Working for Satan, Baal, working for Baphomet. He's working for all the demons, okay? Because what does that say? That says that Satan has more control than the Catholic Church most pure priests can even deal with. Because remember, out of the 46 possessions of people who he did exorcisms on, he doesn't tell you how many of them were healed. And he says he cast the demons out. That's his words. He can't cast anything out. Only Jesus Christ can cast a demon out. He does, though, in one of these talks, tell you these kind of basic rules, which anyone who had ever been trained in the rite of exorcism would be able to tell you, which is, first off, you have to have tremendous faith in Jesus Christ. You have to be pure in your heart, and you have to fast. And then we know that from the Bible. So that's where these things come from. Christ did do exorcisms. He did take demons out of people, and so did his disciples. And one time they couldn't do it. And what did Christ tell them to do? You need to pray more, and you need to fast more, and you need to have faith. That's what he told them. That's why those are the three key factors. So when this new movie comes out, the Pope's Exorcist, I've seen the trailer for it. Pure evil, all of that is complete, absolute demonic garbage. And if you watch it, you're inviting those things into you. And what happens? That's the reason that in America, I would have to say that I didn't know of any Satanists in America until The Exorcist came out. And now we have satanic churches all over right here in my own town. We have the largest satanic church in America. And these people are praying that the devil comes and possesses them. As I've told you, no one can become possessed unless they ask those demons to come into them. Does Father Gabrielli, we'll just call him that. I like it because my name's Gabriel. Father Gabrielli, the antithesis of what a pure spiritual exorcist should be, is bragging that he can cast out demons on his own, bragging that he thumbs them to begin every exorcism, sticks his tongue out at them. And so that's his hallmark, his mark, his trademark. When he says goodbye to people, he sticks their tongue out. Why? Because Baal, Satan, Baphomet, they all stick their tongue out. And when you go and you look at the Hawaiian demons, they have their tongue stuck out. When you look at the Maori demons, their tongue is stuck out. That's what the devil does. He's trying to say, come inside of me and I will come inside of you. Now, don't go see this movie. The Pope's Exorcist is pure evil. It might as well have been created by the Church of Satan right here in my own city that I live near, okay? And I have met the people in Hollywood accidentally, by the way. I was in Hollywood and somebody says, well, you need to go meet Anton LaVey and his associates. So I went to meet them, not actually knowing what this person was telling, why they were recommending me to this. And so I happened to be walking by this place. I'm going, what? Anton LaVey? This is where he works. I go inside. These are a bunch of idiots. These people aren't possessed by Satan. They wish they could be, but they're not. They're just idiots. In their mind, they're obsessed. And that's the difference between an obsession and a possession. And there's four stages of being an exorcist, by the way. And any diocesan priest who tells you that they're doing an exorcism in public and not creating, first off, a sacred ground, timonos, drawing a circle or creating a circle with a holy stole or other pieces of cloth that have been blessed. If they don't have a cross in their hand, a metal cross, I've told you about that, because the demon will bend that cross. If it's wooden, it'll break it. The demon will shatter that cross. And then you have the fact that any possession that I've ever seen, and I saw lots of videos of Father William doing possession exorcisms on possessed people, plus I was there at hundreds of them. Most of those people were found to be obsessive, in an obsessive trance, doing what they think is evil. But just as Father Gabrielli will tell you, he's not allowed to do any exorcism until a psychiatrist and a medical doctor have examined them and done everything they can possibly do. Only in the last resort are you allowed by the Catholic Church to do a supposed exorcism. Well, he says, Gabrielli says, Father Gabrielli says, he's done 70,000 of them. And now in Italy, in just the past few years, 600,000 of them have been done, some of them in an open church setting. Well, what are you going to think if you're a pure, loving Christian who has Christ on the throne of your heart when you see a person screaming, yelling, going into contortions, doing this and that, nothing that is supernatural, by the way? What are you going to think? You're going to think, oh my gosh, that can happen to me. That's exactly what the devil wants. First thing the devil wants is to destroy the whole world, everything. He wants to end all human development, all humans on the earth. He wants to eradicate them. Second thing the devil wants is to make you not have any belief and to believe and accept the belief in the dark side, the belief in Satan, and that Satan is more powerful than God. Well, is that not what the satanic cults are doing? Well, this silly Father Gabrielli tells you that if you work with a Ouija board, you can become possessed. If you are a Freemason, you can become possessed. If you are in a satanic cult, you can become possessed. If you are, he says literally, the Catholic Church has been totally infiltrated by possessed priests, cardinals, bishops, and that the papacy itself is possessed. Now, imagine this. Do you think that the Pope is going to allow someone to go preaching that nonsense when the Pope knows full well that part of that is quite true? A lot of the people in the Catholic Church are obsessed with Satan and thinking that they can somehow manipulate Satan or cast Satan out, or they actually do prayers now where they do entire congregations at once casting out supposed demons. Absolute insanity. That cannot happen. It's never happened and it never will happen, or at least not in this day and age and not for the next few hundred years. Later on, we will literally have Christ walking by our side. And yes, the devil will appear before us. But only when we have Christ right there walking by our side and Mary walking on the other side. And you can say, would you please help me with this? And the ever-present help of the spiritual world is there to make sure that no demon can ever enter a person unless you basically ask them, almost beg them to come into you. Now, let me tell you about Father William Bresnahan. When he was training me, he had baptized me at birth, and I was committed to the church by my parents from the moment I was baptized by him. And he knew, later he told me, 14 years later, he knew that I would be his protege and his replacement. So I studied with him for 4 years, and at the end of 4 years, we were going to the Vatican. That was in 1971 or two. At that time, Father Ammaniti was the head exorcist at the Vatican. Very spiritual man, very clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. He was the real deal. He'll tell you there were only 10 in the whole world. Three of them were in America because a lot of possessions happen in America. All these 60,000 people in Italy who think they were possessed, no, they weren't. You just got to hear in 30 years, Father Gabrielli said he only had, it was either 46 or 54, way below 100, way below 100 out of 70,000. And that he would do sometimes dozens of supposed exorcisms on possessed people and he wouldn't heal them. He also said he wasn't allowed to do it without a psychiatrist and a doctor stating that they couldn't help these people, but he did them all the time. He did them for anybody who came around. He did it like he was a snake oil salesman, like he was a Hollywood star, and he was revered, supposedly, by Padre Pio, who absolutely was a fantastic clairvoyant healer and is very real. I know that for a fact. I once walked by somebody's dresser drawer and stopped, knelt down, reached up and said, Padre Pio's handkerchief is in this drawer. And the lady burst out crying. And she said, yes, she pulled it out and said, this came from Padre Pio. He'd bless it, just like Father Salinas here in Detroit would do. And then you would put that on the person. She had been healed as a child by a handkerchief from Padre Pio. She had it in her drawer. I walked by it. I knew exactly what it was. It was so profound, I couldn't walk by it. I had to drop to my knees because Padre Pio was very real. Well, Padre Pio is supposedly the person that Father Gabrielli, the Pope's exorcist, says got him started on this. Complete and absolute nonsense. He studied with Father Ammaniti, and Father, what's his name? His first name? It's a funny name. But anyway, we'll just call him Father Ammaniti. Father Ammaniti was very real, and he did do a few, but he never did them in public. He never talked about it. He never wrote down a word about it. He didn't record any of it. It was the Americans who started filming it because people were floating. You know, they're floating around. You know, there were these two girls in St. Louis that Father Bresnahoff went to. He had hours of footage of these two children, and it was amazing. These two children, they were a boy and a girl in the same room, and this usually happens just as the girl is starting to have her menses, if you know what that is. And the boy in the room was affected by it, so they literally filmed them. They'd both rise up out of their bed, and they wouldn't just hover above the bed. They would come down the steps, hover, move around the house. This was filmed. I saw hours of this. And then they go back, harm nobody, no demons involved, and go back and lay in bed. That's not a big deal. Thomas Aquinas would levitate every time he'd say Mass. He would levitate and cause such a stir that the Pope didn't allow him to say Mass anymore. That's St. Thomas Aquinas. Levitating is no big deal. It happens all the time in Tibet. I've actually been taught how to do it through the rites of Vajrayogini and placing her different forms in your different chakras, and you can turn invisible, you can levitate, you can do all kinds of things, okay? These are not extraordinary things. This is like having the superpower to rip a door off of a burning car to save someone. We all have these powers, and in the future, we'll be able to use them, but if we had them now, what would you do? What would most men do if they could turn invisible? Yeah, that's right, evil. They would go rob things. They'd go do all kinds of crazy, perverted sexual things. That's why we don't have that capacity now, except when we are in the deepest of trances. And so don't ever get hypnotized. Don't go into a trance. Even auto-suggestive trances are very, very bad. I remember when I first went into an auto-suggestive, you suggest to yourself that you go down into a trance. I saw Satan. You know, that's what you're going to see, right? Even the visionaries. What do all the visionaries, all the true visionaries, whether it be in Medjugorje, whether it be Fatima, whether it be in all the other places in Spain, and I forget the names of those places, but there's been, 10 to 12 of these different things. They all see hell first. They don't see Mother Mary first. They see Satan. They see Lucifer. They see the fires of hell. And what are they told? Then when Mary shows up, she says, there's a way around this. You need to pray. You need to have belief in Jesus Christ. You need to pray all the time, and you need to fast, and you need to say the rosary, and then it becomes very Catholic. You need to say the rosary, then you need to build a church in honor of Mother Mary. Most of those apparitions never said they were Mother Mary. They said in Medjugorje, it's the Mother of Peace, the Lady of Peace. When she first appeared, the letters Mir, M-I-R, appeared in the sky, could be read from 360 degrees because the war was going on. In those days, it was Yugoslavia. Now it's, I think it's Bosnia. But the point is that she manifested because hell was happening on earth, and she was telling everyone, peace, peace. That's a manifestation, but that's not a possession. Those people weren't possessed, but what do? Every single case, they throw their head back, which is what you do when you're in a trance. Your eyes go really weird. They go very strange, and they have films of these children going into this trance state, and then they see hell, and then they might be shown heaven. Father Gabrielli doesn't seem to know that at all. He seems to think this is some kind of game, and he carries what he says are spikes that shot out of the mouth of one single girl. This guy's crazy. He said that he's had a whole bag of them. I saw the interview with him. He pulls up the bag that he carries with him at all times, even when he sleeps at night. He carries supposedly the nails that hammered Jesus Christ to the cross? Well, that's complete insanity. And what were they doing inside of the body of the girl? And why would the devil, why would Satan have them? Absolute stupidity. Can't happen. And then why did he revere them as his, these were his bragging points. Oh, I'm an exorcist because I have these nails that nailed Jesus to the cross. Imagine the blasphemy. If you blaspheme, as a matter of fact, he says, the number one way to become possessed, according to Father Gabrielli, is to blaspheme God. In other words, not have faith in Jesus Christ. The abomination of desolation was simply that. So the greatest abomination you can have, the greatest anathema you can have, is to basically say that you're blaspheming that you have the nails that hammered Jesus to the cross, that nailed Jesus to the cross. Absolute insanity. And he has written, what, three books? He's made videos after videos. He's famous. He thinks he's a big Hollywood star. There is no indication to me that the current Pope, even since the death 2019 of Father Gabrielli, or before that, ever sanctioned what he was doing. I'm not sure he ever was sanctioned. So to call him the Pope's exorcist is complete insanity. There's also another one, a movie that you can see where he shows this exorcism I've described, which is complete nonsense. I've seen better acting than that in B-grade movies. And that one is called The Devil and Father Amorth. Okay, it ain't the devil. And Father Amorth, 70,000 exorcisms, no, didn't happen. And as he even admits himself, only a few of them were actually possessed. And that of those few, he didn't wait even to get psychiatric concerns. As I've told you before, Father Bresnahan and I worked in the psych ward at St. Mary's, St. John's Hospital. And we saw people sent to us from all over America, because there were only three exorcists at that time in America, and they aren't the ones who were involved in the story that became the Exorcist movie. And what has to happen? Well, they're examined by psychiatrists. They're examined by doctors. They have blood tests. They have all kinds of tests done to see if something is psychologically or physiologically wrong with them. That's the first step. You don't stroll in and watch somebody who's convulsing in a padded cell, basically, because a lot of these were padded cells we'd have to go into, and screaming and doing all this kind of stuff without them being examined. That's the reason, only in very few cases, that we ever went out to another parish and looked at someone, examined them, okay? Now, in some cases, they were in other hospitals, other Catholic hospitals. But the case I tell you about that was a terrifying case where the girl levitated a comb that would comb her hair and moved her bed to try to squish Father William in his wheelchair. And it did. It squished it. It bent it all up. It was useless afterwards. They were also in a psych ward. They were in a locked up psych ward. And the deal is that if you've ever heard someone screaming in a possession, a true possession, it's the most terrifying thing. As I told you before, the exorcism that they tried to build all of the special effects around was not a boy, and it wasn't Father Bowden. It was a girl, and it was Father Bresnahan. And Father Bresnahan had to remove her, and it's strange, you know, that in fact, even Father Bowden, supposedly in the Exorcist movie, moved them to St. Louis. Well, that was because Father Bresnahan was in Missouri. He was the one concerned with these cases, not the people they say were concerned, and certainly not Jesuits, for heaven's sakes. Certainly not Jesuits. They are anti-spiritual. They are not spiritual at all, let alone clairvoyant, pure, and able to carry out the practices of the true rite of exorcism. So, Father William showed me the films. And yes, projectile vomiting, levitating, breaking thick straps. They had this girl strapped down to this bed, and she'd snap the straps every single time. Yes, she would levitate. Things would come flying. They had to clear the room of everything. Things would come flying at Father Bresnahan. And he would never touch them unless at the moment of casting out the demon, you can put on their head the sigil of the demon in chrism oil. That is what you do. That's the only time you actually touch them. That's after they've named who they are, named how many they are. You know, because they've talked about how it came to be, because the poor girl said how it came to be, and I've told you how that came to be. So there are all kinds of weird things, and the nuns, half the nuns in that convent left. They went away and never came back. People in the village below there, because I think he went to Pennsylvania, is where this happened. And this is way out in the country in a little tiny village in a monastery, in a convent. Then half the nuns left. A bunch of the people who live in the village left. Because if you've ever heard a real demon screaming, it is not like Father Gabrielli's movie, which was filmed by the guy who did The Exorcist. I won't say his name because I don't want his name to be known. You don't name the name of someone who's evil. That's what they want. That's why if you name him, he can then take more control, because you can say, I want to be like the guy's name who made The Exorcist, right? Or I want to be like Satan. That's why so many people worship Satan. Is anybody at those places possessed? Not that I know of. And I was called in for these cases when the Catholic Church couldn't do anything with them long after I left the Catholic Church. And literally, Anton LaVey and his whole group, no, none of them have ever seen a possession. No. I told you the one in one of our interviews that happened in Chicago where a satanic cult had murdered and burnt one of their own members. And then she went into this tree and was in the tree and was scaring the snot out of everybody who would come there. They'd see her in the tree. And then this crucifix, a gigantic crucifix, looked like the figure of Christ was bleeding. It wasn't bleeding, it was rusting. And she had been burnt there, burnt alive. Yes, if you want to be demon possessed and then you're burnt alive, yes, you can possess a tree. And yes, I did get rid of that being, because why? It was an astral shell. It wasn't the being herself. I didn't need to do an exorcism on her. I just communicated with her and said, you need to move on. I'm so very sorry this happened to you. We're going to pray for the redemption of your soul. But you were a Satanist. What did you expect? Really, what did you expect? She was involved because I busted this cult. This was all in the newspapers. I named the people. They went out and got them, and then they confessed that they had been burning animals and doing these sacrifices in a graveyard in front of that cross. And then finally they said the devil told them they have to burn one of their own. And so they burnt her. That's a possession. But of course, they killed her. So there was no need to do an exorcism. Well, I was told after 4 years of training in Father Bresnahan that I was supposed to go to the Vatican. I've mentioned this before, but I never mentioned his name, Father Amaniti. I'll remember his first name in a minute, but I was told by the priest who trained me that I was supposed to follow in his footsteps. He knew he was going to die soon. I knew he was going to die soon. Matter of fact, I went into the military because I got drafted, and he died a year or two later. And I was supposed to, he had the tickets. We were all ready to go. And then I got drafted and then we didn't go. I was going to meet Father Amaniti. That's what I was told. And I was going to be trained by him. Now, Father Gabrielli, when he took over for Father Amaniti, created the International Association of Exorcists. And there are thousands of people who think they're exorcists now. None of them are exorcists. None of them are sanctioned by the Catholic Church, except that the Catholic Church is so filled with evil now that they give out a prayer that you can do with your congregation to supposedly cast out the demon from your congregation members. That is so stupid. It's absolutely insane, especially knowing that at least half of the priests in America were pedophiles at that time. So when these rites came out that they said, oh, so many people are filled with Satan, we have to give prayers that any diocesan priest can do for their congregation. That's just playing into the hands of the devil, folks. So if you're ever in one of those and it's being done by somebody who's a pedophile, who has made a vow of obedience, chastity, and poverty. Chastity, if they're having sex with boys or girls or women, then that is a black mass that you're attending. And if then they try to do a generic church-wide prayers for exorcism, that is demonic work. So unfortunately, right now, I believe that our present Pope, who we know was part in South America when he was there of supporting the groups that killed thousands and thousands of people, and he never did anything about it, and he's a liberation theologist, he's a Jesuit, he's an apocalyptic theologist, he's as evil as it gets. This man was responsible for the death of thousands, okay? Well, that's what the devil wants, human sacrifice. So if somebody didn't die, for instance, the girl that was the real story behind the exaggerated story of the exorcism, she had watched her father rape, well, her father had raped her many, many times. Her mother would witness this. And then finally, the father killed the mother, and the daughter who became possessed killed the mother because she actually loved the man who was raping her, her father. Okay. If there's not a death involved, then it's probably not a possession and they don't need an exorcism. They simply need the loving care of Jesus Christ. They need a true priest to pray for them, to say, stop focusing on the dark side, the demon, the Satan. Focus on Christ. Focus on purity. Fast. Pray. Does Father Gabriele tell anybody of that? No. He just acts like he's the big superstar. He's got superpowers, though he admits he's not clairvoyant. He can't see any of this. He doesn't know who he's dealing with, and he doesn't follow any of the proper rituals. And the fact that he carried around these, I don't believe him, that he says that the same girl who spit out the nails that nailed Christ to the cross also spit out a radio in pieces. Totally crazy. In the trailer for the movie, she's spitting out dead animals. She's vomiting green vomit, projectile vomiting. She's levitating, all this crazy stuff. And this priest, who is supposed to be Father Amorth, he is evil. Russell Crowe plays him, and he's evil. If you want to see a movie that is somewhat true, go to see The Right. And what's his name? The actor who played... the movie's called The Right. Part of that story is actually true because it's actually making reference to Father Amaniti. But Father Amaniti never let anybody know these things. So where they got the content of that, I don't know, but they mixed together some things to create this movie called The Right. And part of that shows the way that a true exorcism would go. But what happens in the end, it's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I wouldn't go see it if I was you, because it's just going to open you up to think what all these stupid movies about exorcism say, that the devil can come in and take over your soul against your will. Impossible. You have an inviolable I am. You are made in the image of God. Do you think God made us in his image and gave us our consciousness, our ego consciousness, our I am? And included the devil in it? No, that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we have to make the decision whether we're going to go towards good or evil. But you have to worship evil if you're going to have a demon come in you, because you have God in you from the beginning. And you really cannot get God out. Even when a demon comes in for possession, you can, through the exorcism, they can leave and the person can become quite normal again. So do not fear the devil. Do not fear exorcisms. Do not fear possessions. Do not listen to these stupid movies. Do not go see these movies. Do not let your children go see these movies. And realize that this is just more of what people are all the time saying, that we're in economic slavery because of people who are demon-possessed or worship Satan, which they do. They may not be possessed, but they certainly worship Satan. And they love pedophilia. They love human sacrifice. They love basically killing people. That's because the people who put us into economic slavery are the bankers. Bankers are murderers. They're warmongers. I like to call them warlord bankers because they aren't happy unless they can get two nations fighting and make money off of both sides. That's what they do. They are possessed by the being of Mammon. And so when we say that these banksters, these warlord banksters, are pure evil, they are. And in many cases, yes, those are possessed people. I could name a bunch of them right now, but I'm sure you can guess who they are. But you don't have to, you don't even have to be clairvoyant to look at some people and know that George Soros is possessed by the demon of Mammon. He's possessed by Leviathan. He's possessed by Asmodeus. He's possessed by a variety of demons. Absolutely. George Soros is possessed. Take a look at his face. Who couldn't look at his face and see that the devil has changed his face into the visage of pure evil? Okay? There's a lot of people that we can look at and we can see that. It's no longer being hidden. But of course, he begged for that to happen. Look at his history. Look what he did. Look at all the Jews. He was a Jew. Look at the Jews that he sold into concentration camps, confiscated their goods. His own brother, supposed Hebrews, though we know that they're not really pure Hebrews nor necessarily pure Jews. But look at what he did to his own people. He once said the best time of his life was when he was 14 years old, selling these people into concentration camps, taking their goods and selling them on the black market. He literally says that was the best time of his life. That is called worship of Satan. That is worship of demons. He is demon possessed. And unfortunately, many other people who worship Satan and worship Mammon control the economic system here in America and throughout the world. And we've been pointing out that. And so I have said many times that people have asked me to please do an exorcism on these people. Part of the exorcism is first to analyze it, to point out the truth, to name them, to call them into the light, use the love of Jesus Christ through a pure vessel who fasts and does all kinds of religious practices so that they can be pure enough so that they can ask Jesus to cast the demons out. Not like Father Gabrielli, who says that Satan is scared of him and that he casts demons out into hell. No, he doesn't. As a matter of fact, he can't name one single exorcism that was effective. In all this material, nobody got healed. And he's working for who? Basically, the Church of Satan, called the City of Vatican, Vatican City. That is where Satan has his headquarters. That is literally the Whore of Babylon, as described by St. John the Divine in the book of Revelations in the Apocalypse. He was pointing out at that time that the Whore of Babylon was Rome. Well, now the Whore of Babylon is not only Rome, the Vatican, it's also the City of London for economic controls and for pedophilia and for the creation of wars, World War I, World War II, communism, fascism, socialism, Fabianism, all created in the city, well, in London, but controlled economically from the City of London. And its third element, of course, is Washington/New York City, Washington, D.C./New York City. Because we're the warmongers that the British got us into World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. That was British fake lies intelligence, because the City of London worships Lucifer, the father of lies, worships Satan, the father of wrath, of violence, of death, of basically anything violent and aggressive. So none of those demons should worry you, not a single one of them. Now, I'll tell you that if you put your life on the line as an exorcist, it will terrify you, especially if you are pure and young like I was. But I had complete faith in Jesus Christ because I could directly experience that being through my clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. So there were times, though, that it literally, I thought my heart was going to stop by what it was that I saw. But can I say that I ever thought that those demons had power over me? No, absolutely not. Not for one second. and they never will. And they never will with you as long as you keep your heart pure and focused on the fact that it is you who decides who sits on the throne of your heart. If Jesus Christ is there, then you are protected. If you're trying to worship Lucifer, Satan, or any of these other demons I've mentioned, for instance, Mammon, money, sex, Asmodeus, envy, Leviathan, if you worship those beings and you're trying to be like some kind of Hollywood superhero or some kind of City of London economic aristocracy, oligarchy, or monarchy, then yes, you're going to be taken by those forces because you are literally worshiping them and you deserve everything that you get. But for the rest of us, don't go see evil movies. Don't go see movies that scare you. Where there's fear, there's no love. Where there's love, there's no fear. So please keep your heart pure. Keep your heart centered on Christ. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, believe in your higher self, because that's what the Christ is. It's your anointed chrism on the on your heart, on your throat, on your head, heart, throat, and heart. If you put that anointing on you, you have enchristened yourself. You have basically turned to your higher self, which is in the unseen world. And you do not have to be worried whatsoever about the dark forces, which are literally beneath the surface of the earth. And they only come up from there when someone worships them, begs them to do it. And even then, they don't have control over someone until that person has truly done evil, very serious evil, like try to, in their mind, annihilate another person's I am by killing them. That doesn't kill them. All it does is create an opening for the demons to come into you. And that's what war is, and that's what's going on in Ukraine. You want to talk about evil? You want to talk about a possessed person? Zelensky's possessed, in case you didn't notice. That's why he's a porn star. That's why he's one of the most vile people on the face of the earth at this moment. He's right up there with Pope Francis himself. He's up there with Charles, King Charles III. He's up there with the Queen, the monarchy of England, which is really, they're all Germans. They're not British. And so when they lie and they lie and they convolute these things until they're just pure evil, then unfortunately they can become possessed. But guess what? They wish to be possessed. But you yourself cannot be possessed unless you yourself beg for that to happen. So keep your heart pure. Keep Christ on your throne of your heart. Keep your mind unsullied. Keep it pure. Don't go watch these movies. Do not watch these things that I told you are on the YouTube. Do not watch The Devil and Father Amroth. Do not watch the new one, The Pope's Exorcist. Do not watch The Exorcist. Do not watch Damien. Do not watch any of these movies about possession, because they're all big fat lies. So I had to say that and make sure this is clear, because that movie's coming out soon and it is going to develop more worshipers of Satan than anyone can possibly imagine. Please do not become subject to that perpetration of evil through a system that you have almost no resistance to. When you're watching a movie, whether you like it or not, it takes over you and it basically puts you into a hypnotic trance. And then you watch the pure exaggerated computer-generated images of evil possession, that then starts to lodge in you. So please, please, for God's sake, for Christ's sake, for Holy Mother Mary's sake, for whatever you believe to be the divine and holy, do not subject yourself to this evil. Keep yourself pure. I love you all. God bless you.